to say that in the last few weeks we did some chozer b'tshuva people, you know, some people that became religious, and we say that it's too much songs and too much singers of people that was not religious and then become religious and all the concepts, so we decided to stop it.
It's very different
even
tonight.
There is a recommendation of a song that some of you, one of you asked us to do. We will do that, but later. Today we are doing something that we really think that is Israeli, and also, unfortunately, the singer passed away last week. So,
Yes. No, that's why we do that. That's not like we chose. We're going to pay tribute tonight to one of the biggest rock stars, Israeli rock stars of all time, one of the biggest guitar players, Israeli guitar players. His name is Yitzhak Klapter. That's his name, Yitzhak Klapter. Some of you might know him from different, we're going to talk about, we have his entire biography. He has a tremendous story that should be told, and we will do that. We will do that tonight. So hang on. Thank you for everyone for joining us. We will listen now to the song by Yitzhak Klapter. And I'm just gonna say, we're listening now to the song to the recording. But at the end of the class, we will listen again to the song as usual. But we will listen to a different performance, not from the recording, rather from a live performance. But it's a clapter, so the live performance is not going to have the subtitles. That's going to be now. So pay attention to the words of the song, as usual. It's a very, very beautiful song by Yitzhak Klapter, who performed, wrote, and composed it. It's called in Hebrew Tzlil Mechuvan, which is, I would say, a fixed tone or a tuned note. So please, here
sorry
is...
Sorry about all the spoilers, but I just want to say that when we're talking about Israeli songs, so this is the kind of Israeli songs that it's really Israeli. I don't know how to explain that, but you know what I mean.
That's
so,
how it is.
So enjoy
Yitzhak Klapter. Just make sure you're muted. I see that you're all muted, which is really good. And we'll be back here after Yitzhak Klapter. So enjoy Yitzhak Klapter. Let's do that. Where that is? 1 second. Yeah, what's your sound? But let's see where is this? Ooh, 1 second. Need to open it. Here it is. Let's do this. Here is Yitzhak Klapter with tune. Share screen, share sound. Here we go. Ooh, where are we? What happened to us? Let's do that again. Some technical issues. Let's do that again.
Here we go. Okay, Dan, you sing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You don't want me to. Here we go. Anyone sees it? No, you don't see it. Wow. What happened? Why don't we see it? That never happened before, guys. Let's do that like this then. Let's do that again from here.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe that's the problem. Okay, let's do that now. Here we are. Share screen.
Yeah, this one. Logo.
Yes, this one. Share. Here we go.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
שולח לך ציר מכוון אחרי שנים של חוסר
Talking about the lyrics and the meaning of the song, we need to know more about the story of the singer. So we will start with his story and the story, and then we will
we'll finish a little bit about this. We'll finish with the song. I'll just say, because many people joined us during the song. So first of all, welcome and thank you for joining. It's very good to see you. Even though we're competing Rabbi Trichiner's legal ethics, it's still nice nice turnout tonight. Yeah, that's how it is. I'm just saying. So we listen now to Yitzchak Klapter, Tzlil Mechuvan, tuned note, and we'll do at the end we'll listen again to the song, but in a performance, not live. So we'll share the screen with the lyrics and with the pictures. There's a lot to say about Yitzchak Klapter, the one that wrote and composed and performed the songs, that passed away on Thursday. This past Thursday at the age of 72. It's a Klapter. We'll talk about what happened, why did he pass away so young. We'll talk about this. So the song, Tzlil Mechuvan.
I don't think that he's so young.
Not so young, but yeah, 72 it is, but okay. So 1979, the song was released in 1979, Tzlil Mechuvan. Again, all the entire package you could listen to the guitar maybe at the end of the song and so on. That was we'll talk a little bit about that. So this is from 1979 by Yitzchak Klapter. But let's see a little bit. So this is Yitzchak Klapter. passed away on Thursday. You can see him with the guitar. You'll see a lot of pictures today, and you'll see that many of his pictures are with the guitar. He's holding a guitar because this is what he's well known for. This is Yitzchak Klapter, and this is him when he was younger, around the time where the song was released. He was born in 1950 and passed away in 2022, just last week, at the age of 72. But you can see the guitar is still there. It can be an electric guitar, it can be an acoustic guitar, a classic guitar. the guitar is still there. But our story about Yitzhak Klapter goes way, way, way back. And Priyal, maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, when he was 15 in 1965.
Maybe a little bit earlier. He was born in Haifa and then moved to Tel Aviv. His parents were divorced. And then he grew up, and on 15 years old, he decided to open a band with friends. And the band's called Acherchilim.
Acherchilim in Hebrew, or the Churchills.
And who is in Churchill?
English. Yeah, Churchill, from the prime minister in England.
Yeah.
And it was that's him here, right, in the circle, the red circle. It was 15. The Churchills, there was a very interesting band, we would say, right? Because what was very unique, first of all, that they were all very young. Yeah, that's him and his friends. The mid-60s in South Tel Aviv. That was the time, that was the place. And what was very, very interesting, two things I would say, right? First of all, you told me, right? Why is it called Churchills, the name of the band that he formed?
Because the nickname and...
His nickname was Churchill. and this nickname... stick with him until his last days. He was known as Churchill. That was his name in Israel. Like, he didn't say Yitzhak Klapter. He said Churchill. That was his name.
It's a good question. Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know why.
But that was maybe because he looked like him. I don't know. That was his nickname. But also, there was the first rock band to sing and write only in English.
Yeah.
Only in English. At the mid-60s, you can see him here, and he wasn't a singer. He sang in our song, but he wasn't a singer at the beginning. He was he played the guitar.
You can see right here. They were an Israeli band, okay? Israeli
totally
band.
Israeli.
Decided to sing and to wrote just in English.
Influenced by other 60s, you can think other 60s American British bands of the time. They in 1968 they released their first album called The Churchills, and I want to listen to a couple seconds from one of their songs. You will listen to 1968. He's 18 years old, and you can see that this is way not a typical Israeli song. In 1968, the first Israeli English-speaking rock band, he was the guitar. So listen, the guitar player. Listen to that.
Separated, here we stand, strangers in a foreign land, trying to find out.
Not Israeli, right? That doesn't sound like from a different place, sound like an international band. And that worked for him,
yes,
right?
They really succeed. And also they had a show in Europe.
In Europe.
Where in Europe?
I don't remember where. I don't know where in Europe.
And also they were chimemu.
They warmed, I think they warmed up.
They warmed up, like, the band Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. So you probably know them more than I do. Maybe out of a band, Deep Purple. So again, he was 18 years old, yeah, and he was the guitar player of them, and it was very interesting. You can listen to the entire album, The Churchills. It's on YouTube. You can listen to the songs if you like this kind of rock and raw English. So listen to that. Again, totally Israeli from Tel Aviv. Those young guys that are playing together. And it worked out pretty well for them. But again, as every other Israeli young boy, he had
after
to quit.
After high school.
You go to the army. So you can't continue playing anymore. So you had to go to the army. And he had to quit the band. He served in the army, first of all, as in the tank. Then, because he was a very good player, guitar player, they moved him into a band, one of the bands of the IDF in 1968. And he served in the army for 3 years. And while he served in the army...
No,
when
he just says that, but maybe they understand that he doesn't needed to fight to be a
combat soldier.
Combat.
Yeah.
And he need to be in the music.
So they understood that. They understood that. At the nights...
You say that just for...
Yeah, just like as it is, you see? As it is.
Yeah.
But at nights, here you go. Deep Purple. Thank you, Ira. Thank you. Deep Purple. Here you go. It's a record. Here you go. So at nights, he also played in another band called The Styles, Hasignonot. You could see that in the 60s, there was something in the 70s, something in Israeli band, they had to have also an English name to their band, which is very interesting, because today Israeli bands just have an English name with no Hebrew, but back then they used to have this dual name in English and Hebrew, so Hasignonot, which is the styles in Hebrew, in English. So he played that at night. They weren't really successful, but
both of the bands, the Churchills and the Styles, really succeed.
Afterwards, yeah.
After that, Yitzhak Klapter
left
they really succeed. They continue to be a band.
So it was hurt for him. Like, he had to go to the army, so he quit the Churchills. He was good. They had their album, but they were really, really, really famous afterwards. The band continued with other people, with other singers, and they were really, really, really strong afterwards without him, and it really hurt him. Also, the Signonot, he had to quit them in 1970, and so on. And after the army, after the service, he met up with this guy over here, Arik Einstein, which we brought several times in our program here, different songs, and Arik Einstein listened to him playing guitar, and he said, oh my goodness, he's the best guitar player I've ever heard. And I want him to be my guitar player in songs, right? And to compose some of my songs and so on. So he matched up with him and they worked together. And that really started to build Yitzhak Klapter's character as a guitar player, as a very strong guitar player. We're talking about the early 70s, right? Which, that time, he decided again to switch a band.
Yes, I just want to say also that when Arik Einstein decided to take him, so he told him, why do you need me? I'm not a good guitar player, so why do you need me? And Arik Einstein really believed and thought that he's the best guitar player in Israel. And it was something beautiful. He was with a lot of tzniut.
Modesty.
I'm nothing. And now he's really known as a guitar player in Israel.
Yeah. And in 1971, after working, he said, okay, now I wanna break out as a guitar player. I know enough people in the industry. And he formed a band called Acharit HaYamim in Hebrew, or in English, The Apocalypse. Here he is, here in the red circle. Again, it's a third band that he already played in. But unfortunately, it didn't work well. The band didn't sell any of the records. It didn't really work. He was there from 71 to 73. And he really started to feel like, okay, maybe he doesn't belong to the industry anymore. And maybe that's not for him. But then something changed his entire life. Because in 1973, he got a phone call from
I want to say that in between those times, 1971 to 1973, he decided to more help, I don't know how to say that, maybe to join some singers and to be their guitar player and not with part of a band. Just come and help for another.
Because it didn't work for him, the band. It didn't really work. Or that band was totally successful after him, or that he didn't sell any records when he was there. It was very tough for him to get into that, to feel the glory of the industry.
Those years, he been like a guitar player.
And in 1973, he received a phone call that from one of the friends here, that there's a new band being formed called Kaveret, Poogie. We talked about them here several times in our program. The number one band from in Israeli history from 1973 to 1976. There's a lot of things we can say about them. You can see the Beatles, the Israeli Beatles in front of you in the picture.
We gave Hora Echzut.
Yeah, Hora Echzut, right? Hora for the settlement.
Yeah.
We gave it last time. That was their song. And he was invited to be their guitar player of the band. And that was his break into Israeli mainstream. 1973 to 1976, he was part of Kaveret. He was part of the number one Israeli band, part of the Israeli masterpiece music. And he was their lead guitar player.
Let's talk about the type of this band. This band is really Israeli, if you remember or if you know them. They're really Israeli, nice, woohoo, you know, how to say that, but more.
It's a different attitude.
Yeah, and Yitzhak Klapter is really rock. Man, okay, he's really.
They could listen, right, from the Churchills.
With the guitar, you know, so it's different. So they brought him to be the rock star in the band, and he decided to do that. First of all, because why not? There is no another good option. And second of all, to take it like an humor way to do in a Israeli type of band something more rock.
Yeah.
So he decided to do that. So it worked out really well. Yeah.
It worked really, really, really well. And that's him over here, third from the right.
And
he was their guitar player.
People remember him because he's different.
And he was a superstar.
Yeah.
Now, 1976, 3 years the band existed. Now that the number one band until today, there wasn't a bigger band, a better band than Pugi, than Kaveret to this day. And people don't understand that they existed only for 3 years. After 3 years, for different reasons, we don't have time to discuss them. They dissembled. He wasn't a singer so much. Actually, he started singing in the band. They started to give him some parts of singing, but he was more kind of a guitar player. And the band dissembled, and he found himself in the street. He had no money anymore. He lost his home. He returned back to the stage that he was before. People start to forget him. He stopped working. He didn't have money. He was hospitalized because of mental issues. And he really had this breakdown after the dissemblance of Pugi. And for 3 years, right? For 3 years. Yeah. He didn't really have something to do. So after those 2 years where he really was in this crisis, in this breakdown, he decided that he's not giving up, which is an amazing thing to see, because for the third time, he said, I will build myself again from the beginning. I will write down music for other singers, for other bands. I will play guitar for other bands, for other singers.
Without my name,
no credit. There's a lot of Israeli hits, which we don't know, but that he played for. And he composed, and he did this and that. And he said, I don't mind my ego. I want to build myself again, and I will build myself again. And he decided, after 3 years, 1979, to assemble a fourth band called The Tuned Tone. And that band, he was the leader now. He wasn't only a singer. He wasn't only a guitar player. He said, I am leading. I'm doing it my way now for the last time. And this was his most successful song that he released, which we just heard. Tuned Tone, Tzlil Mechuvan, from 1979. He that's part of a band, but he wrote, composed, and performed the song. So he did everything in his own way, in his own style. And that was a huge success. One of the most popular Israeli songs till today. And you can see the lyrics, right? We said we will talk about the lyrics.
Yeah.
Come here, come to here. I'm sending you a tuned tone after years of uncertainty. Like, you can see that after those 3 years of the crisis of uncertainty, he didn't know what to do with his life, and so now he's sending this tuned tone. Now he's sending this this fixed note to the world that he's back and there. This is what the song is talking about.
And also, we can see the change in the mindset that he decided now to talk about the past in a different way. It changed the mindset. I am now with a band of myself, by myself and by some of the other friends. And he spoke about the past, that it's something that happened. Now it's in the past. Let's move on. So we can understand that also from the lyrics that we heard today.
And that was a huge success. And he said, okay, now I'm going to start my solo. So he released his solo album, 1981. He played, he performed, he wrote, he did everything. It was a huge success. It's called Yitzhak, his first solo album, about his first name. And really from the 80s to the 90s, he really was he was a big singer, one of the mainstream of Israeli, one of the, I would say, the founders of Israeli rock as we know it today.
It's
80s
after
and 90s.
25 years that he's in a music walk, music band. He's doing music after 25 years. He decided to become by...
It's a Cinderella story. You can say it's a Cinderella story, really. A classic Cinderella story. And he reached the peak in 2008. He won it's called Mif'al Chaim, which is the most prestigious reward for an extraordinary contribution to Israeli music. 2008. He was recognized as one of the founders, really, of Israeli rock as we know it. But we'll say from 2000, he started to really, his health started to have some problems. He had a brain cancer that he was healed from that, but he was a smoker for his entire life, and he started to suffer from his lungs more and more. Throughout the 21st century, he couldn't walk anymore, and he couldn't speak so much, and he really started to become very, very, very sick. Very, very, very ill. In 2013, we'll say it at the end of our class. In 2013, Kaveret, Pugi, had their joint performance, last one in history,
they had
in Tel Aviv.
Some,
throughout the years. In 2013, 10 years ago, was the last one. And we will see it at the end where he played the song for everyone. He's already very weak and he sits down. He can't stand up. That was 10 years ago. He plays when he sits down and his voice is not what it was. You will see it in a minute. It's really heartbreaking to see it. But you can see one thing, and everyone said that even though he had a hard time speaking, walking, standing, he played amazingly, yeah. Right?
The guitar spoke for him.
Even after the day, he said that like even now, like before he passed away, when he was very ill, he used to play for 4 and 5 hours, yeah. The guitar in his home every day, 4 to 5 hours. That was his life. His neshama was
when
there.
When he was young, it was 16 hours, and now in the last month, it was 4 or 5 hours
exactly.
A day.
And last April, he published the book. From his
on
songs.
On the left,
Yitzchak Klapter, Tzlil Mechuvan, the name after the song. He published the book, that's him here, this year where the photo was taken. And his last interview was 2 months ago. And we want to show you a very couple of seconds from an interview. I translated it. You can see him, and you can see how a person really just take a look. I think it says it all.
Yitzchak Klapter, Shalom Lecha.
שלום אלמוג, מה שלומך?
אני מצוין, ספר לי אתה קודם כל, לבריאות, איך אתה מרגיש?
הלאה, אני שוכב, מחזיק מעמד. אני בחיים. וגם משהו בימים האלה.
לגמרי, נזכיר שאתה סובל ממחלת ריאות של 2018, הביאה אותך למצב שהיית עם מורדם. היום מה, אתה רוב הזמן בבית, כן. כמעט לא יוצא?
אני יוצא מעט מהבית כי אין לי מכשירים להוציא את עצמי.
It's heartbreaking. He didn't leave the house. He barely left the house. So what he did, he just played the guitar.
We saw the guitars behind him.
Behind him. You can see the guitar behind him in the interview. It is heartbreaking.
It was his life.
Yeah. And here it is, right?
Yeah.
That was yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, his funeral. He passed away on Thursday. You want to talk maybe about the picture here and...
So on the left you can see the picture of his friends from Kaveret.
This is Danny Sanderson and Gidi Gov. Seeming that's his friends from Kaveret, from Pugi. Came to the funeral, to the Levaya.
And on the right they did a...
That's a grief. It's called that, like a grief note. Yeah. After he passed away, you can see that his name, right? Yitzchak Klapter. Churchill.
Churchill.
That was his name. He's Churchill. Nickname. That's his nickname, and that's what he wrote down. Also,
and we love you and miss Leakat Kaveret, the band of Kaveret,
with Bogey. All his friends. And this is Klapter. That even if he couldn't speak or sing, he could play. And I want to listen. You'll see it. We'll listen not to the entire song. But we'll listen to a couple of seconds from the performance of Tzlil Mechuvan again, so you can see him in 2013. Even it was very hard for him. You can see him now. You know what? Let's listen to that. We'll listen to the entire thing. We'll listen to the entire thing afterwards. So we can say we can summarize. I think now, and then we'll listen. If someone wants to listen to the entire thing, we'll stay after it.
Whatever
thing. But again, I think it is important to have to pay tribute to Yitzchak Klapter, one of the founders of Israeli rock. A guitar player in his neshama, in his soul, that when he was a kid, he said, right, 16 hours. He used to play every day and night, 16 hours. Now 4 and 5, he said, I'm not as strong as I was. He used to say about himself in his last years. And he's a great loss to Israeli music and Israeli
law. I'm sure that if you will open the Wikipedia of Yitzchak Klapter, you will see the names of the songs, the Israeli songs that he composed or played or did something in the songs, and you will know for sure some of them. Because it's really known Israeli songs that he took part of that. So he's one of the Israeli... musical artist, yeah.
One of the founders. Anyhow, that's for Yitzchak Klapter, and that's for tonight. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming tonight. We'll listen again now to the song. If you wanna stick around to see him in performing from 2013, just pay attention. Again, there's no subtitles for that, unfortunately. But you can see him. He sits down. He has no power. He can't really stand up. And you can see his voice and so on. But I think the way he plays the guitar says it all. So that's his last performance with Boogie in 2013.
And also that's why the end of the song, just the part of the guitar and not with the lyrics or something like that, is something really important in the song because he's really doing a guitar.
His guitar solo. You should stick for the guitar solo. Look at his guitar solo. So we'll be here as usual afterwards for schmoozing and for questions and for notes and comments if someone wants to keep talking a little bit about Itzhak Klapter. So here we go. Thank you all for coming tonight. Here is Itzhak Klapter from 2013, the last time he performed this. Tzlil Mechuvan.